Welcome to the University of Michigan Press podcast, featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors. An Angle of Vision is a compelling anthology that collects personal essays and memoir by a diverse group of gifted authors united by their poor or working class roots in America. Throughout this collection, the authors describe delicate balances of work and family, men and money, motherhood and sexuality. Editor Lorraine M. Lopez is the prize-winning author of two novels. She is Associate Professor of English at Vanderbilt University and Associate Editor of the Afro-Hispanic Review. Hello, Professor Lopez.
Hello.
So, how did the idea for a collection come about?
The idea for the collection sprang from an Associate Writing Program's AWP panel that I organized in 2006. The panel was titled Trashy Women, and it featured women writers from lower and working class backgrounds who now navigate the professional realm with some uneasiness due to social class diversity. Leanne Fields from the press attended that panel, and she encouraged me to consider developing the idea for a collection. She had the idea that collecting a variety of voices on this complex topic would prove powerful and compelling, and she was absolutely right.
Well, that's great. So, is there anything that the authors collected in your book have in common?
Apart from being raised in lower or working class homes, the writers in this collection connect on a range of topics. Many articulate the outsider or in-between status experienced after crossing the class divide, feelings of not belonging in either camp. Others discuss betrayal of home and family inherent in discussing past deprivation. Still more intersect on the topic of work, jobs, careers, and professional choices. In collecting these personal essays, I found significant connection between the pieces, and the result is that these amplify and augment one another, accruing thematic resonance throughout the book.
So describe for us some of the situations these authors started out in.
Many started out in single-family homes, women born to women who were poor and struggling to raise children on their own. Some were raised in rural environments where diminished resources sharpen the effects of poverty, and others came from big cities, where want often renders young women vulnerable to invisibility or early sexualization. Some coped with families wherein the adults were compromised due to mental health problems, and a few experienced diminished circumstances prior or due to immigration to this country.
What role would you say that writing and education play in their changes of circumstance?
Education and writing play a key role in changing circumstances for these women by providing options, opportunities, and examples outside of growing up experiences to trigger the self-defining choices that enabled them to change the course of their lives.
And finally, what are they finding to be the most challenging aspects of their lives now?
Most of the authors report continuing to deal with feelings of not belonging on either side of the class divide. They experience guilt and the sense of having betrayed loved ones by leaving the past behind, and feelings of unworthiness in the face of the privilege their lives now proffer. As evinced by contributing work to this collection, all exhibit responsibility in the face of the challenge to offer up their experiences to inspire and encourage other women from similar backgrounds. They all share, as Joy Castro writes, an angle of vision and the will to change.
Thank you so much, Professor Lopez, for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Lorraine M. Lopez, editor of An Angle of Vision, Women Writers on Their Poor and Working Class Roots. To learn more about our books, visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press, all rights reserved.